This is a download from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.
You just can't find good castrati these days, but luckily enough, the supply of countertenors is holding out nicely. The countertenor has existed in some form since the 16th century, but was pretty much upstaged in opera by the more glamorous castrati who reigned until the 18th century, but composers from Purcell and Handel to Philip Glass and Gerald Barry have scored music for the higher male voice, and its prominence has grown steadily, with groups such as the Kingsingers and Chanticleer setting countertenors loose on gospel and folk alongside the wealth of early music. At a recent lunchtime concert held by the Irish Baroque Orchestra, countertenor Stephen Wallace sang alongside members and graduates of DIT Conservatory of Music in a performance of arias by Handel. Pausing for breath and relaxing his diaphragm, Stephen gave us an introduction to his art.
It's an intriguing voice. You know, it kind of polarizes people as well. There's no mythical qualities to what a countertenor is, really. It's just a man using a different part of his vocal mechanism to sing that little bit higher. No procedures have taken place. There's no kind of genetic anomaly, you know, that's made a man a countertenor. Any man can sing countertenor, basically. A lot of people perceive that the countertenor is a more modern phenomenon, say from around 1950 when Alfred Deller in England was a pioneer of the sound. But in all truth, there were countertenors singing in Ireland in the middle of the 18th century. And in fact, at least two of them sang in the first performance of Handel's Messiah over here. There was a fellow called William Lamb and another fellow called Joseph Ward, and they both sang in the first performance of Messiah in Dublin. So that's something that might, you know, wrong foot people. They think it's this very modern thing, but in fact it's been around for a long time. And even more strangely, there were several of them hanging around Dublin.
What kind of roles do they have in opera? What sort of characters would a countertenor have?
The sorceress in Dido and Aeneas is often sung by a countertenor, and the two witches. So, yeah, they're baddies in that sense, in that piece. But often you play, in Baroque opera especially, young heroes. In modern repertoire, people are probably looking for a kind of more unearthly character, and the best example of that, of course, is Benjamin Britten's Oberon in A Midsummer Night's Dream. So the King of the Fairies needed to have that ethereal, otherworldly sound, and of course Britten had heard Alfred Deller that we were speaking of earlier and thought that that was ideal to embody that kind of sound. Falsetto. It's a funny word and it's slightly misleading, because I think people think falsetto sounds like false, therefore it sounds like unnatural. Falsetto just describes the change in vocal tone from a man using his throat muscles and cartilage in one way, which is when we all use our kind of normal, for the sake of argument, let's say, manly voice, you know? But the falsetto basically just changes by virtue of a tiny little set of cartilages in the throat that pull together and change that sound. So it's not false at all, actually. It was just a word that was used at the time that's kind of been, I don't know, lost in translation almost. Gerald Barry is a great champion of the countertenor voice. It's one of those strange things that people might not realise, that a lot of things countertenor emanate from Ireland, actually, you know, both old and new. Gerald Barry's a huge fan of Baroque music, you know, so he uses it often. He likes the sound. I guess he likes the dichotomy of it, you know, that there's something you can't quite put your finger on. The revival started in earnest, probably in the 80s. You had isolated people working before that, Mr. Della, and then there were people like Paul Eswood, James Bowman, and then in the 80s, Michael Chance, Christopher Robson, and then, yeah, it's spiralled. It's almost exponential these days, because I think that the fact that media is much more advanced as well gives people a chance to hear it, you know, at the click of a mouse, really. You can hear it. And so people think, I'd like to explore that part of my voice, you know? I don't necessarily think that, you know, there used to be issues of effeminacy and sort of gender identity associated with it, but I think they're diminishing, actually. People realise that it's just a voice to be used by a man, gay or straight, young or old, you know? So it's really not relevant anymore, that kind of thing.
That was Stephen Wallace on The Art of the Countertenor. Regan Hutchins was the reporter, and you heard the aria Bel Contento from Handel's Flavio. IrishBaroqueOrchestra.com might be a good place to start exploring the subject.
Thanks for downloading from RTE Lyric FM. To find out more, go to rte.ie/lyricfm.